My name is Dennis Boyce, and I am 14 years old.
And I'm Martel Herring. I am 14 years old.
We interviewed John Canning on October 23rd, 2008.
I played Little League baseball in Brighton Heights. I wasn't a very good baseball player. You know that because I always played second string right field. So that says it all. But I played with a team called the Brighton Juniors and then with another team called the Brighton Community Club. And I did that because my father and my uncle were very involved in starting an athletic organization that's now called the Brighton Heights Athletic Association. I was born here in the North Side in 1939, which was a couple of years before World War II began. I grew up in an area that was very close to Riverview Park, and so I spent a lot of time with my friends in Riverview Park. We had a neighborhood where there seemed to be a lot of children, so we played a lot of street games, and we were fortunate to have sort of an empty field behind the streets where we lived, so we played football in the field and baseball in the field and set a few fires in the field and got into trouble in the field. When I was young, the curfew was when the street lights came on, we were supposed to go in, probably until I was about 8 or 9. But then in our neighborhood, there were a lot of kids, so we would all hang out on different corners, and we would play games at night on those corners, and usually we'd pick a corner that had a good street light. We would play games like kick the can or kick the stick or something, but, you know, we would divide up in teams and do that. We got a little older. One of my neighbors put up a basketball net on a telephone pole on the street, but I don't think we really had a curfew other than every family expected their kids to be in the house by about 9 o'clock. And usually some parent would call, and some of them had whistles. They'd blow the whistle. We would date as a group. Oftentimes, we would walk to the movies at that time. Sometimes, we'd go to the movie in Manchester, which was called the Hippodrome on Beaver Avenue. Sometimes, we went to the movie just beyond the city in Bellevue. Sometimes, we went to the movie that was called the Perry Theater, which was right next door to where Perry High School is. It's now part of Perry High School, but originally that was a movie theater. But most of us went to a little theater right down at the corner of Brighton Road and Woods Run Avenue called the Paramount. And we would go as a group, and we went roller skating when we were in eighth grade. We would all take the trolley car into town, and there was a big roller skating rink above the Market House in what is now Market Square. So we would go down and roller skate there. And sometimes we'd convince our parents to drive us to the roller skating rink on Neville Island that's still there. And we would go down to Neville Island and roller skate. My wife and I have two daughters. One's an art teacher in the city schools in the area around Allentown and Beltsoever. And my other daughter is a community activist. Both of my daughters live on the North Side. And then my one daughter, Jenny, has an 8-year-old son whose name is Blaze, who goes to Max. And so every day, my wife and I drive him down to Liverpool Street to go to school. Dr. Canning and I got married in 1971. I met her on an airplane going to Europe. She was going to study at Oxford University, and I was going to just hang out in Europe in different places. A typical day in the summer when I was your age, I remember when I was in eighth grade, I was delivering papers, so I had to be available every day at 3 o'clock to pick up my papers and deliver them from 3 to about 4:30 or 5. So my day would be in the summer. I'd spend time during the day swimming at Riverview Park or going up into the park with friends and bicycling in the park. Sometimes when I was in eighth grade, we would bicycle to swimming pools in Avalon or in Bellevue. My next door neighbor, his dad, worked down in Manchester at a big plant there called Alice Chalmers. Sometimes we'd ride our bikes down Woods Run Avenue and go down into that part of Manchester where his dad worked. But we all had a little bit of money in our pockets because we all earned some money delivering papers. At that time, newspapers sold for a nickel apiece, and for every paper you delivered, you got a penny. So I got a penny a paper, but I was telling someone the other day, my friends and I, we like to go to movies in downtown Pittsburgh. And if we had a dollar, usually on Monday or Tuesday is when we had made our collections. So we had a pocket full of quarters and dimes. and we would go to downtown Pittsburgh. We'd go on the trolley car, was 10 cents each way. We go to the first movie of the day in the really big theaters in downtown. Heinz Hall was a big movie theater called the Penn Theater. The Benedum Theater was a big movie house called the Stanley. There was another one where the Byam Theater is. That was called the Fulton. And you could go to the first movie of the day. It usually started about 11:30 in the morning, and you could see the movie. And these were big feature-length movies for 28 cents. And then we would go and we would have a full turkey dinner at the cafeteria in Woolworth's 5 and 10 cent store for 60 cents. So we could have transportation into town, out of town, see a first-rate movie, and have a turkey dinner and spend just about $1, $1.05. We spent a lot of time in town. My dad was a salesman. He sold life insurance. So he was gone a lot because salesmen had to do a lot of their work in the evenings. So he would be gone a lot. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She primarily took care of the house. We had her mother living with us. So we had my grandmother and my mother and my dad and my sister that lived in our house. And then two houses away, we used to say two doors away, my other grandmother lived. So I sort of had two houses close by. And I like that because if I got in trouble at my house, I'd go to my grandma's. If I got in trouble at my grandma's, I'd come back home. And so it was pretty good. In those days, there was a lot of work to keeping house. So my mother would spend almost all day Monday washing clothes and hanging them either outside to dry or in the basement. And then she'd spend Tuesday ironing them. We had a lot of sibling rivalries. In my house, we always laugh about it now. But somewhere in my family, someone had given my grandmother a big, heavy brass elephant. But it was solid brass. And whenever I would reach the point where my sister would get so mad at me, she'd pick this up and say, "I'm going to throw this right at your head." And I used to think, whoa, you know, I don't want to have my head smashed open by that thing. And so I'd always back off. She always knew how to get me to back off by threatening to throw that brass thing at me. We laugh at it now because I have it in my house. We started off with a telephone where you didn't even have a dial. You lifted up the receiver and an operator said, "Number, please." And then you told them the number you were calling, and then they would make that connection. Then we went to dial phones, and now we have the technology of phones that you can see the people you're talking to and phones that are cameras. And of course, you're very comfortable with computers. I'm not as comfortable with computers. I think my grandson, Blaze, is more able to use computers than I am. He can sit down and play these games on computers. And I think technology is just going faster than I'm able to keep pace with it. And I don't even know if I want to keep pace with it, but you have to keep pace with it. You know, finally, both of my daughters and my wife convinced me that I should have a cell phone. And I thought, I'm not going to need this. And now I do not know what I'd do without my cell phone.